Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, we are talking about everything from President Trump's newest legal fight to Uber's newest car sharing system. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Wednesday, August 15th. You ready? Let's do this. It's being called the broadest investigation into church sex abuse in U.S. history. The Washington Post reports a new grand jury report found more than 300 Catholic priests across Pennsylvania sexually abused children over 70 years. The investigation even identified 1,000 child victims. And it says there are probably thousands more. And then there were the cover-ups. The report says, quote, they hid it all. And because of that, there may not be many criminal charges against these abusers. The charges would now be too old to prosecute because of the state statutes of limitation. A statement from Pennsylvania's Catholic bishops called for prayers for the victims and said new measures are already making the church safer. Some bishops, though, said there was never a cover-up. The Vatican Press Office has not commented. Secret recordings, and now a legal fight. NBC News says President Trump is pushing back against a fired White House aide and ex-reality TV star. Trump filed an arbitration complaint against Omarosa Manigault Newman, saying she broke the confidentiality agreement she agreed to back in 2016. Newman is the one that has been making the rounds on TV news shows this week with secret recordings from the White House and serious claims against the president. She says he's a misogynist and racist. It's all coming out this week as she promotes her new book, Unhinged. Her tapes do not have the president saying the N-word, but Newman is claiming that that tape does exist and she's heard it. The White House press secretary said she can't guarantee anything, but she hasn't heard the president use that word. President Trump himself tweeted the word is not in his vocabulary and there are no tapes. But in a tweet this week, he did call Newman, who is an African-American woman, that dog. And he's now facing some outrage for it. It's official now. Christine Hallquist is the first transgender woman to be a major party's nominee for governor. Democrats in Vermont voted for her last night. On the Republican side, candidates who support President Trump were the big winners last night. They'll be facing off in the midterm elections this November. There's been a massive bridge collapse in northern Italy. Reuters reports at least 26 people have died, and unfortunately, that death toll is expected to rise. It happened in the port town of Genoa yesterday. The bridge is part of a major highway connecting Italy to France. Firefighters were able to get to some survivors, and search and rescue efforts were still happening overnight. The bridge was built back in the 60s, but transportation authorities are saying pretty different things. Some say it showed signs of age and more should have been done. Others said there were no signs of problems. Cue the investigation. Turkey is trying to fight back in the feud with the U.S. The Wall Street Journal reports the Turkish president is now calling for a boycott of iPhones and other U.S. goods. Remember, some of the tension between the two countries stems from the fate of an American pastor who was detained in Turkey. President Trump wants him back, but it's not happening. So Trump put sanctions and tariffs on Turkey recently. Well, it's not a great time since Turkey is already dealing with an economic crisis. The AP reports behind the scenes, diplomats from both countries are still talking and negotiating to be continued. All right, some other things to know today.
A group of founders, former employees, and even current employees of the dating app Tinder are suing the company that owns the app, the same company that owns Match.com and many other brands. CNBC says they're asking for at least $2 billion. They claim the app's owner, called IAC, manipulated financial info and stripped away their stock options. The company, IAC, and its parent company, Match Group, say the allegations are meritless. Uber is trying to get around new regulations in New York City and told Business Insider it'll, quote, do whatever it takes. So far, whatever it takes means setting up a new system where drivers can share cars, meaning when one driver is done with a shift, another driver can use that same car to go back out on the road. And Uber says it may even recruit taxi drivers. It's probably not what the New York City Council had in mind with the new limits that just went into effect this week. Remember, the city put a cap on the number of cars companies like Uber and Lyft can operate over the next year. Council members said it's just been causing too much traffic and they need to study the industry. So for now, the new system is Uber's creative way to try and get around those regulations. But a spokesman said the company also wants to work with the city to pass other ways to deal with the traffic, like peak pricing. More people are buying smart speakers, a lot more. TechCrunch cites a report from a market research firm. It says smart speaker sales are on pace to increase 50% in 1 year by 2019, as in $1.6 billion more dollars in sales. Smart speakers include the Amazon Echo, Google Home, and Apple HomePod, and Samsung is expected to release the Galaxy Home. In fact, we've already heard of hotels incorporating Amazon smart speakers. Now it looks like colleges may be getting on board too. Digital Trends says an Amazon Echo Dot is going into every single on-campus living space at St. Louis University, and the school has even set these devices up to be able to answer questions about campus events, sports, and more. And that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. And please do me a favor and show someone today how they can listen to The Newsworthy and let them know it's easy to stay informed each day. And as always, if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about today, just head on over to thenewsworthy.com and check out today's show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.